Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you have been married 41 years. How's that been?
That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
His wife is sitting behind him, so actually, he better say the right words.
Here's the way that works. So if you add up the years with all my different wives, it adds up to 41 years.
No, I know better than that.
Just kidding.
I know better than that.
No, there's just one wife, and I actually laid eyes on her when she was young, and God kind of put me on her track like a buck on a doe there, and I just couldn't get her out of my mind. And now,
41 years later,
she's still with me, and God's had to really, everybody's got a cross to carry. Everybody's got a burden, so she's carried me all these
years. She's been with you through this whole thing with the cross, too.
And God called her and me at the same time. He didn't just call me. He called with whom Mahesh Chabad and the prophecy at December 9th, 2001.
She would not let have you gone through all this stuff by yourself.
Oh, no. And
you couldn't have made it.
No, I couldn't have made it without her. And her
now
faith.
I know that because even though we haven't known each other that long, but I've known from just hearing you speak and share things that
her faith and her strength and her courage and her boldness have helped me do what God's called me to do, and we've done these things together. So I'm forever thankful and grateful to that woman sitting right here next to me, Sherry Griner.
So actually, that could be the miracle of the week.
Yeah, it could be. She stayed married to me. Yeah, that's right. A lot of women, thank God they weren't married to me, you know.
No, I have the same problem, actually. Say the same thing to me. Well, what is our miracle of the week, Max?
Okay, well, we got another good one. They're happening all the time, so we have to kind of pick them out here. But on July 9th, 2016, Bobby Dendy came from Arizona with two of his friends, Ron and Denise Conkle, from Phoenix, Arizona. And they had been the ones that came up, and in 2012, when we were opening to the public, Bobby came and was an evangelist, music evangelist, and God told him to go up there. To make a long story short, he donated all of the music system and the speakers and the iPods.
Which, by the way, adds an awful lot.
Oh, yeah. And so we have 24/7 music that was established because Bobby and his prayer supporter team came up and helped us do that all those years ago. And so now it's a major part of the experience at the cross, is when you're around the cross, you hear this 24/7 worship of God. But anyways, he came back to visit us here recently, and we were just praying, and a bunch of us gathered up there at the cross in the evening, and it was beautiful, and lots of people, probably 75 or so people, were out there at 10 o'clock at night. And we prayed, and as we prayed, we prayed for this nation. We prayed for the families. We prayed for all the different needs that we had. But we pulled out the cameras just because we like to do that, to see if there's any angels around. And sure enough, we got pictures of the angel orbs that were all around us. And I've got the photos and around the cross. And then Bobby turned on his phone with the light and the video camera. And he's got a really great shot of one of them coming right across in front of the cross.
In motion.
And so we hope to get that on the website. And then also we went into the cross. And, of course, by that time, because we'd been praying so much, everybody was covered with the glory of God. It looks like glitter, Shekinah glory. And it was just all over everybody, and clothes and the hands and the faces. And a couple of the ladies, one girl in particular, got a whole lot. And she works with the kids and girls that are sex trafficked. Victims. And I mean, it's just awesome. We know God's with us, but man, when you see the tangible presence, that's gasoline on my fire. And so that was one of the miracles that we had just here real recently.
Well, we're blessed to have Blair Guidry back again, Max. Talk to us a little bit about Blair and who he is and what he's meant to you personally, and also the Coming King Foundation.
Well, Blair is the kind of guy I like to meet. You know, he is fearless. He loves the Lord with all his heart. He'll go, you know, he's kind of reminds me, I guess, of old Peter. If Jesus said, come walk on the water, he'd go ahead and jump out of the boat. He wouldn't have to think about that too long if he's sure Jesus is calling him. And he's got a background in police work and sheriff work his whole life, and military before that, and military police. And so he's a sharp guy, been trusted with a lot of authority in his life. But now he's up here and he's kind of retired or semi-retired, and he volunteers hundreds of hours up at the cross as a tour guide chaplain. And we have these different people from different churches and backgrounds, and they volunteer. And they come up, and they either are scheduled or they come when the Spirit moves them. But Blair is up there a lot. And because of that, he's got lots of wonderful stories. And so we wanted to invite him back to kind of share what God's doing on that mountain through his life.
Well, Max, I overheard during the break a while ago, you're talking with Blair about some of the stuff that y'all were discussing on the way down here today. So why don't y'all share that a little bit? You and Max talk a little bit about some of the stuff you shared with Max on the way down.
Right. We were talking about different things that go up at the cross, on at the cross, and talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are, I guess, smart enough to know that we just take God out of a box and let him do whatever he wants to do up there. And we've seen the baptism of the Holy Spirit on people that didn't really understand what that means by speaking in tongues, but we minister that, and we've seen miracles like that take place every day.
Yeah, it's, you know, for those that are hearing this and don't even know the term baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, he says, now, saints, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. And he says that to the brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's because a lot of us are ignorant, and I was. But there are gifts that God gives the church to let us live the empowered life. And so that is this empowerment that we call it up at the cross. But the Pentecostals call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Others call it a second work of grace. Doesn't make any difference what you call it. Just get it. Mm. And because what it does is, after you're born again, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, make him the Lord of your life, then he has gifts that are supernatural, not the natural gifts, not art or singing or mathematics, but these are the supernatural gifts, and it allows you to serve him at the highest level. And that's
what Paul. It's a whole quantum leap.
Yeah, it's a whole quantum leap. I mean, and again, our roots are Southern Baptist. And baby, when Sherry and I prayed for this in July of 1989, people thought we went off our rockers because, you know, and I was wondering myself, is actually, you know, I said, what is happening?
Like,
we prayed for some Baptist missionaries and some other, and a Methodist friend on the first time, and boom, all of them got healed instantly. And they're coming to us and saying they got healed. And I thought, man, are those people lying to me? They seem like such nice people. And but no, the gift of healing started manifesting. And so one reason that a lot of churches don't see the miracles is they're not operating in the gifts. They said they've been taken away, God doesn't do it anymore, it's real rare, or it's just for a few special people. But no, that's not what the Bible says. And so, as Blair said, he up there, he operates in the gifts, and he lets God tell him what is the assignment. And then he goes there. And then you said you had this one person was Baptist and never spoke in tongues or anything.
Correct.
That's one of the nine gifts. And they just started in a prayer language which God gave them. That's just one of the nine. Even Paul said that's the least. But when you're getting words from the King of Kings, that's pretty amazing when you get your own language.
Share some of those stories you got. More, we want more stories.
We have stories. It was a gentleman that walked up to never had experience with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Prayed with him, and he said he came from a denominational background. Didn't believe that was in still existence today, but he wanted all that God had, and so I prayed with him with all that God had, and he got just zapped with the Holy Spirit, and just said it's the most wonderful thing he'd ever felt, and started praying in tongues immediately. And he had never done it before in his life, and he had been ministering for years and years.
What's that like for you to see that?
Will change your life, Roy. To see God moving on someone right in front of your face will change your life.
I've had it happen a few times up there where I was talking to people, mm-hmm. and I wasn't purposely engaging them for any particular reason. I was just being nice to them, just like you do a lot of times. And then all of a sudden you start these things, this transformation started taking place on their face and the energy around them, and you see all this stuff happening around them. And the first time it happened for me, I thought, like Max, I said, am I going crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And first I started seeing this stuff on my hands, and I started seeing it on them. And what was really something is when I asked these people, do you see this? And they said, yeah, we see this. I was like, oh, my God, this is really happening.
You know, a tangible presence of God. See, that's what this world needs right now. We got the book. We got the word. We got great preachers. We got great schools and seminaries. But it's that presence, that anointing. And we've formalized and packaged and pasteurized the gospel and everything so much that it's hard for the Holy Spirit to find a chair or a seat in some churches.
I agree.
Because we've organized him right out of the church, you know. And the deal is, up at the garden, he's welcome to do whatever he wants.
Right.
He doesn't have to sit
in
a certain chair. He doesn't have to do a certain thing. If he wants to heal somebody, he can heal them. If he wants them to speak in a prayer language of their own, he can do that. If he wants to give a prophetic word.
To me, it's like a welcome mat for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it is.
It's like we say, here we are. We welcome you to come.
And as a result,
and a lot of these other places, as he's looking over this church and that church, it's like there's no welcome mat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So if I were the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't want to go there either. But when we come by the cross, it's like a big giant sign saying, Holy Spirit, welcome here.
Absolutely.
Well, you've seen real, genuine miracles.
Absolutely.
Why is it happening at the cross in Kerrville and not other places?
Again, I say that we take God out of a box and let him do whatever he wants to do. And the word said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so he's still in the working power. We just let it happen.
And they really happen that often, the miracles? Because you're up there a lot, you know.
Every day.
Yeah. That's
every
a remarkable thing about the garden here. Every
Before
single
I forget,
day.
How often? When do you normally up there?
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays. Right now, before I started going back to work, I was there every day, 10, 12
hours. Sunday,
a
Monday,
day.
And Tuesdays. And what time?
3 to whenever he sends me home.
Okay, so 3 o'clock. If people want to meet Blair, he's up there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday after 3 o'clock. Sometime.
Right.
All right. I just want to make sure we get that in. All right. Do you have any more God stories from the garden?
One that happened recently I'd like to tell. I was up at the cross, and a girl, two girls walked up. One of the girls said, I'm a believer, but my friend here is trying to find her way to the cross, apropos for where we were at. And I sat with her, and she, it was a divine appointment. I didn't share the gospel much with her. She just wanted Jesus, and she gave her life to the Lord. And it was a touching moment. It always is when I lead someone to the Lord. And I said, well, when you get a chance, why don't you come back next Sunday? Maybe we can do a baptism, because you saw the fountain up there, Roy.
Yeah, water baptism.
Water baptism. And
yeah.
She said, well, what's wrong with right now? So we walked over, and I baptized her in water right.
Really?
5 minutes after she gave her life to the Lord.
So, and to make that clear for folks listening, you led her to the Lord, which mm-hmm. is called the born-again experience.
Exactly.
The transformation of a life. Then you also prayed for her for the power of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment, which is what some call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then you water baptized her.
Absolutely.
Right? And so that was the whole full meal
right
deal.
There.
Yeah,
Woo.
Yeah.
Hot.
I mean
absolutely.
Yeah. And then she went away on fire for Jesus. And we'll hear back about that lady, about what God has done. But that's one of the few places when one time you can get the whole package from God.
Blair, mm-hmm. what is your advice to the people listening to the radio show right now?
as I've seen, and as we just talked about, people that are that their lives are completely changed from the giving their life to the Lord, to get the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to get water baptized all in one shot, and their whole life's changed. That's offered to anybody who wants it. There's people out there that are looking for where's my life going? What should I do? Well, it's Jesus Christ is the answer.
Max?
Yeah, he's got it right. And, you know, one thing that's kind of unique about the garden, it's not religious. You know, we're not doing religious stuff up there. And we're not even doing denominational stuff. We're not doing the Baptist stuff, the Catholic stuff, the Pentecostal stuff. We're doing the stuff written in the Word. We got 77 Bible verses in multiple languages up there. It's the pure gospel. And then we got four prayers inside that cross.
And emphasize, too, the people listening, this is not a church.
Right.
It's open from 7 in the morning to midnight, no charge. There's not a church. Anybody can come,
even atheists.
If you want to come out and check it out, we're welcome.
Yeah,
welcome
we
you.
Dare you.
We dare you. Come
yeah,
you,
because the Holy Spirit.
Let me know when you're coming. I want to see this.
You may not believe in him, but he believes in you.
Right. Quickly, how do they reach us, Max?
Okay, you can go to the website. That's one of the best ways, and we have lots of information, video, audio, pictures of the miracles, the angels, the glory dust. www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or the CrossAtKerrville.org.
All right. Max and Sherry Griner, thank you. And our guest, Blair Guidry. Blair, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back with you again this week. And boy, do I have a really good prayer comment that was sent in to us. So bear with me. This one might be a little bit long. This one is anonymous. It's from San Antonio, Texas. Hello, Mr. Griner. I was at the prayer garden in Kerrville this past Monday. It was the 13th. I was sitting by the cross while you and your wife and two other gentlemen and a lady were standing under the cross talking, praying, and taking pictures. It was a sad day for me. As I sat there, I was asking God to bring someone to pray with me. As all of you began to walk away, you turned around and pointed to me and said something along the lines of, "Young lady, whatever it is you are here for and praying for." And then I began to tear up as I was so touched by your words. Everyone else turned around to look at me, and then someone said, "Can we pray for you?" More tears began as I said yes. One gentleman came over to me, took my hand, and walked me under the cross. We formed a circle. We all placed our hands on top of each other. I apologize for my crying. I was so overtaken that five people noticed me. I just couldn't believe that they saw my pain and took the time to pray with me and talk to me. If I ever needed to feel God and His love and peace and presence, it was that day. And boy, did I ever. I felt the Holy Spirit in a mighty way. The prayers went up, and I could feel it. As I told all of you, that was my daughter's angel date. She died 10 years ago from cervical cancer. I recently had to sell my home because of a divorce, which was final May the 19th. I have no home. I'm staying with friends in San Antonio, and my life is packed in a storage unit. I feel lost, alone, and confused, like I'm only hanging in space, not knowing where to go. But Monday, because five amazing people noticed me at the cross, I at least feel some hope now. I know God heard our prayers and is working in my behalf. I claim that He has something wonderful in store for me. As your wife said, she feels that God will reveal His plans for my life soon, and I will know without a doubt what it is. That is hope for me. I noticed who you and your wife were that day. That was exciting to meet such a gifted godly artist. I hope you don't mind my emailing you, but I think it is important to let you know how all of you impacted my life that day and that you blessed me. I look forward to emailing you in the near future to let you know how God answered my prayers. I have a long story of many difficulties in my life. I have overcome many trials. So I share my testimony with people who are placed in my path. that need to hear how I made it through this journey. Thank you for your time. Peace and blessings to you. And it was anonymous, as I said. And that's all I have for you this week. See you next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel and Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com. That's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com. Or theinnofthehills.com. That's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.